It's Mignon Fogarty, Grammar Girl. You asked for it, and I've been working on it for over a year. My first print book comes out this week, July 8th. You can buy a copy now wherever fine books are sold. Grammar Girl here. This episode is a new and improved version of IE versus EG. Misusing these two abbreviations is one of the top five mistakes I used to see when editing technical documents. There's so much confusion that in some of the drafts I got back from clients, they had actually crossed out the right abbreviation and replaced it with the wrong one. I just had to laugh. IE and EG are both abbreviations for Latin terms. IE stands for id est and means roughly, that is. EG stands for exempli gratia, which means for example. You're probably thinking, great, Latin, how am I supposed to remember that? But by now, I'm sure you know that I'm not going to ask you to remember Latin. I'm going to give you a memory trick. So here's how I remember the difference. Forget about IE standing for that is, or whatever it really means in Latin. From now on, IE, which starts with an I, means in other words. And EG, which starts with an E, means for example. I equals in other words, E equals example. A few listeners have also written in to say that they remember the difference between IE and EG by imagining that IE means in essence, and EG sounds like example. And those are good memory tricks, too. So now that you have a few tricks for remembering what the abbreviations mean, let's think about how to use them in a sentence. EG means for example, so you use it to introduce an example. I like card games, e.g. bridge and crazy eights. Because I used EG, you know that I've provided a list of examples of card games that I like. It's not a finite list of all card games I like, it's just a few examples. On the other hand, means in other words, so you use it to introduce a further clarification. I like to play cards, i.e. bridge and crazy eights. Because I used IE, which introduces a clarification, you know that these are the only card games that I enjoy. Here are two more examples. Squiggly loves watching old cartoons, e.g., DuckTales and Tugboat Mickey. The words following e.g. are examples, so you know that these are just some of the old cartoons that Squiggly enjoys. Squiggly loves watching Donald Duck's nephews, i.e., Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I.E., the words following IE provide clarification. They tell you the names of Donald Duck's three nephews. An important point is that if I've failed and you're still confused about when to use each abbreviation, you can always just write out the words, for example, or in other words. There's no rule that says you have to use the abbreviations. Here are a few other things about IE and EG. Don't italicize them. Even though they're abbreviations for Latin words, they've been used for so long that they're considered a standard part of English language. Also, remember that they are abbreviations, so there's always a period after each letter. And yet, despite the fact that they're abbreviations, there is no space in the middle. Also, I always put a comma after IE and EG. I've noticed that my spell checker always freaks out and wants me to remove the comma, but 5 out of 6 style guides recommend the comma. Seriously, I got so engrossed in the question of whether or not a comma is required after IE and EG that I made a table for the website summarizing the opinions of 6 different style guides. Nevertheless, even though I prefer the comma and have sources to back me up, they almost all use hedge words like usually and preferred. I've also been told that the commas are used less frequently in Britain, and the only style guide I found that advised against commas was Fowler's Modern English Usage, which has its roots in British English. The bottom line is that in American English, I recommend using a comma after IE and EG. You could probably make an argument for leaving it out in some cases, but do so at your own risk. My personal rule is to use a comma every time. Finally, I tend to reserve IE and EG to introduce parenthetical statements, but it's also perfectly fine to use IE and EG in other ways. You can put a comma before them, or if you use them to introduce a complete sentence that follows another complete sentence, you can put a semicolon before them. You can even put an M dash before IE and EG if you're using them to introduce something dramatic. They're just abbreviations for words, so you can use them in any way you'd use the words in essence or for example. That's all. As always, this is Grammar Girl. You'll find a transcript at qdnow.com, where you can also find other great podcasts like Mr. Manners. This week, he's talking about how to behave when you're interviewing for a job. This week, Connie, Ivy, and Jimmy in Texas each win a copy of my downloadable audiobook, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. The book is also available at iTunes and Audible.com. If you want to call in with a grammar question, the number is 206-338-GIRL, and you can send emails to feedback@qdnow.com.